إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. وبعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار. يقول الله سبحانه وتعالى: يثبت الله الذين آمنوا بالقول الثابت في الحياة الدنيا وفي الآخرة ويضل الله الظالمين ويفعل الله ما يشاء. يثبت الله الذين آمنوا في الحياة الدنيا وفي الآخرة ويضل الله الظالمين ويفعل الله ما يشاء. وروي عن الإمام أحمد عن المقداد بن الأسود: القلب أشد انقلابا من القدر إذا اجتمعت غليانا. أو قلب ابن آدم أشد انقلابا من القدر إذا اجتمعت غليا. وروى أحمد والطبراني عن أبي موسى الأشعري رضي الله عنه قال: إنما سمي القلب من تقلبه، إنما مثل القلب كمثل ريشة في أصل شجرة يقلبها الريح ظهرا لبطن. وقال الشاعر: وما سمي الإنسان إلا لنسيه ولا القلب إلا لأنه يتقلب. Dear brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says: يثبت الله الذين آمنوا بالقول الثابت في الحياة الدنيا وفي الآخرة ويضل الله الظالمين ويفعل الله ما يشاء. Allah confirms those who believe with sure words in this world and in the world to come, in the hereafter. And Allah causes the unjust, the ظالمين, to go astray, and Allah does what He pleases. It is narrated that Abu Musa al-Ash'ari, one of the great Sahaba radiyallahu anhum, that he said that the heart of the son of Adam boils, it turns, أَشَدُّ انْقِلَابًا, it's more turning than the water in a boiling pot. And also another Sahabi radiallahu anhu, Abu Musa al-Ash'ari, the first one is about al-Miqdad ibn al-Aswad, the second one is about Abu Musa al-Ash'ari radiallahu anhu. He says the heart, al-qalb, is called al-qalb, which in the literal meaning it turning, qalaba shay, to turn it upside down. He says that it is called al-qalb because it turns, and it is like a feather under the root of a tree that the wind turns it upside down and round and round. وروى مسلم عن عبد الله بن عمرو أن قلوب بني آدم بين إصبعين من أصابع الرحمن يقلبها كيف يشاء. In Muslim, Abdullah ibn Amr says that the hearts are between two fingers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He turns these hearts like one heart. as he wills subhanahu wa ta'ala. So there are two terms that I have mentioned in Arabic, al-thabat and al-qalb. Al-thabat is in the ayah that I mentioned, translated, is from thabata, yathbutu thabata, is from to set, to anchor, reinforce, fasten, affirm, confirm, strengthen. So these are the translations of the word thabat, is to steadfast, is really to be in one place and really to be strong and anchored to that place. And the other term is al-qalb, which is the translated as the heart. But al-qalb is a term that was derived from the word term. So the heart turns. And today, inshallah, I'll try to talk about steadfastness, about how to, by the will of Allah, hold the heart deep in Iman and steadfast in Islam, and inshallah, the ways to do that. First of all, steadfastness, al-thabat, is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The ayah that we mentioned, يُثَبِّتُ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا بِالْقَوْلِ الثَّابِتِ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَيُضِلُّ اللَّهُ الظَّالِمِينَ وَفَعَلُ اللَّهُ مَا يَشَاءُ. And by the way, this ayah also refers to the steadfastness in the qabr, in the grave. Because those who have been believers and they followed Islam and they had firm belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in His messengers, books, al-yawm al-akhir, in the hereafter, and all the pillars of al-ghayb, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, on top of that, they established Islam in its pillars and branches. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the grave will give them the good news, and they will be able to answer the angels when they are asked about the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, about Islam, about Allah, about the book. And hence this ayah, if you read the tafsir. Also, وَقَالُوا رَبَّنَا أَفْرِغْ عَلَيْنَا صَبْرًا وَثَبِّتْ أَقْدَامَنَا وَانْصُرْنَا عَلَى الْقَوْمِ الْكَافِرِينَ. This is in Surah Al-Baqarah, in the story of Dawood, Jalut, and Talut, that when they met the enemies, they asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to pour patience into their hearts and to establish them firmly on the ground, and to affirm them and to be with them and give them victory against the unbelievers. Steadfastness has many aspects, dear brothers and sisters. The first one, we can talk about al-thabat ala al-deen, steadfastness in deen, in Islam. The second is steadfastness in the time of tests and turmoils, al-thabat fil fitan. And also we talk about al-thabat fi mawatin liqa' al-adu, is to steadfast when you face your enemy. And also steadfast on the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, thabat ala al-manhaj, is to steadfast on the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, following the book of Allah and the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and also to steadfast near the time of death. So these are, inshallah, some of what we're going to talk about today by the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. روى مسلم من حديث عبد الله بن عمرو قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم يا مصرف القلوب صرف قلوبنا على طاعتك. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, he used to make dua, اللهم يا مقلب القلوب ثبت قلبي على دينك, اللهم يا مصرف القلوب ثبت قلبي على طاعتك. And this dua is extremely important, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala anchor you to the deen of Islam, give you steadfastness, support you, establish you well into Islam. Allahumma ya muqallib al-qulub, O Allah, who turns the heart. Allahumma ya muqallib al-qulub, thabbit qulubana ala deen. Steadfast, anchor our hearts into your deen. Allahumma ya musarrif al-qulub, O Allah, who can let the hearts go in any direction, let our hearts go into the direction of your obedience. So that is the thabat ala deen. This is steadfastness into Islam. Islam is clear for the Muslim. What is Islam? What is Iman? And the fellowship of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is definitely part of that steadfastness. If you are new into Islam, or if you are young into Islam, then you have, alhamdulillah, a long way to learn Islam and to establish Islam into your life as you establish Iman into your heart. You should learn the pillars of Iman, to believe in Allah, in al-yawm al-akhir, in the hereafter, in the angels, in the books that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed, and to the messengers, and to believe in al-qadr, in the fate that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala established into your life. And also to understand the aspects of Islam, the pillars of Islam, as well as the branches of Islam that you have to follow. You have to establish salah 5 times a day, on time, and with jama'ah, if you have access to jama'ah, you have endeavor to have access to a jama'ah. If you are a few people in the halls of residence, then you can meet 2 or 3 or 4 to pray together. If the musalla is not very far, or you have access to a masjid, then that's what you should do. And the same with siyam, the same with zakat, if you have the threshold, and the same with siyam, the hajj, etc. But that is not, these are the pillars of Islam, but that is not the only Islam. There are many, many aspects in Islam, al-akhlaq, in dealing with people, with money, dealing with your neighbors, with your parents, with your friends, with your brothers and sisters, and so on. Islam is more. So the more you grow into Islam, the more you should learn, and the more you establish yourself into the deen of Islam. This is the way, inshallah, this is, of course, a whole subject on its own, but today it's part of a bigger subject. Al-thabat fi al-deen is to establish yourself into the deen of Islam. The other aspect is al-thabat fi al-fitan, is to steadfast, to be strong in the time of tests, in the times of turmoils. روى مسلم وأحمد عن حذيفة قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم تعرض الفتن على القلوب كعرض الحصير عودا عودا فأيما قلب أشربها نكت فيه نكتة سوداء وأي قلب أنكرها نكت فيه نكتة بيضاء حتى تصير على قلبين على أبيض مثل الصفا فلا تضره الفتنة ما دامت السماوات والأرض والآخر مربادا كالكوز مجخيا لا يعرف معروفا ولا ينكر منكرا إلا ما أشرب هواه. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم in this hadith is explaining 2 types of hearts. that the tests actually are testing the heart. Because if the heart accepts the truth and rejects falsehood, then the rest of the body is fine. As they say, the heart is like the king, and the rest of the body is like its subjects. If the king is strong, then inshallah the subjects are okay. And in this case, the Prophet ﷺ is telling us that turmoils come to you as a person, and of course, turmoils come to people as individuals as well as groups, and sometimes more. But at the end of the day, every one of you is responsible of their own heart and their own acts. So these tests are, you're being tested all the time, every moment in your life, every day of your life. If you re-emerge from that test by following the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and not falling into the traps of shaitan, then the heart will have for every test a white spot. And to the contrary, it will have a black spot if people accept the fitna. Until the heart either white, and it will never be affected by any fitna, as long as the heavens and earths are in their place, so Allah will protect you until the very last day of your life with your white heart that rejected al-fitna, rejected what is bad, and re-emerge from the test a winner. On the other hand, someone will have a black heart that accepted all the fitna, whether that fitna is aqidah or it is something like, as we will see, what are the fitnas, then ultimately it will be a black heart. It will not accept any truth, and no matter what, this heart will be sealed to the day of judgment. So it is very important to take every test in your life, whether it is small or big, you look at it from the view of Quran and Sunnah, and then you react accordingly. Of course, if we fall into the wrong, there is always a space for istighfar, a space for tawbah, a space for going back. But the theme should be really to pass every test Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala puts you through. So, what are these tests? The first one is al-jah, is really position, whether that in the society, whether that is because you happen to come from what they refer as a noble family or a big family or a rich family, etc. So you have a position in the society. And sometimes, instead of using that for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, some people are drawn into the wrong in that case. And this is one of the greatest fitnas. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to his Prophet, وَاصْبِرْ نَفْسَكَ مَعَ الَّذِينَ يَدْعُونَ رَبَّهُمْ بِالْغَدَاةِ وَالْعَشِيِّ يُرِيدُونَ وَجْهَهُ وَلَا تَعْدُ عَيْنَاكَ عَنْهُمْ تُرِيدُ زِينَةَ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَلَا تُطِعْ مَنْ أَغْفَلْنَا قَلْبَهُ عَنْ ذِكْرِنَا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is directing the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is to be patient with those who are with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and not to be taken by the dunya. Rawa Ahmadun عن كعب ابن مالك قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ما ذئبان جائعان أرسلا في غنم بأفسد لها من حرص المرء على المال والشرف لدينه. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم is showing us a picture that there are two wolves that are free to attack the sheep. And it says that more damaging than these wolves eating the sheep is to for an individual, for a Muslim, to really take so much care in terms of money and position in the society to his deen. Again, I remind you that money and position and whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives you in the halal way, if you are on the head of a company or you have a position in the society and so on, and you can use it for the sake of Allah, then alhamdulillah, you are on the right and you are on the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No worry. But to use that, to use money and to use position in the way that displeases Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then in this case, it is the fitna, it is the turmoil, it is the test that that individual has failed. The second fitna, the second test, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, اتقوا الدنيا واتقوا النساء فإن أول فتنة كانت في بني إسرائيل في النساء المسلم. النساء, women, for men is a great fitna. And by the way, it is more than men for women, because although there is a mutual interest, but the interest from the side of a man is different. The woman looks for assurance, she looks for peace, she looks for tranquility, she looks for a family. But a man, of course, you can do the same if you are guided by Islam, alhamdulillah, and inshallah you are. But beside that, outside that, women become fitna. They become fitna if it is not in the halal way. And in this country, definitely, it is a great fitna. The availability of relationships outside Islam is there, waliyadu billah. If we follow the shaitan, then that is going to eat into our deen, like a fire eating into wood. So be careful. Also, this is outside Islam. And within Islam, if you have a family, you should be looking after your wife and children, but it should not take priority over your deen. It should not make you stop from going to the masjid, of paying your zakat, of offering your time to help other Muslims, and so on. Say, oh, well, I want to stay with my family. I love my wife. Fantastic, that's a good thing. But you should do that in the right way. The Prophet ﷺ in the hadith, كَانَ يُكَلِّمُنَا وَنُكَلِّمُ فَإِذَا أُذِّنَ لِلصَّلَاةِ قَامَ كَأَنَّهُ لَا يَعْرِفُنَا. The Prophet ﷺ in his own home, he used to help, and he used to sit down and talk to his wives. Again, subhanAllah, some men, I had some complaints, that they come after a long day, switch on the TV, watch whatever they want to watch, whether that is good or bad, ignore their wives, go to bed well after the wife went to bed, and the same happens next morning. And the wife is in at home, looking after children, looking after the home, cooking and working very hard. And yet the husband does not give her some moments of his time. Sit down, talk to her, how are you, how are the kids? Be nice to her, be lovable to her, and so on. So we should do that, definitely. And I, you know, the truth is always somewhere between two extremes. One extreme is to ignore the wife, and the other extreme is to ignore Islam because of the wife or children. إِنَّمَا أَمْوَالُكُمْ وَأَوْلَادُكُمْ فِتْنَةً. The third fitna also is the fitna of oppression, and we see a lot of that. Oppression by someone stronger than you are. You could be oppressed within the workplace. You could be oppressed within your own country. You could be oppressed because of your Islam, and that is the worst. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, قُتِلَ أَصْحَابُ الْأُخْدُودِ النَّارِ ذَاتِ الْوُقُودِ. In the Surah Al-Ukhdud, which alhamdulillah in previous khutbas I have explained, the people were killed because of their deen. And nowadays, in our own countries, I'm not saying here, alhamdulillah, Islam is still guarded by the law, and we have huge axes of freedom to express our Islam and to follow Islam. Back home, in some Muslim countries, being a Muslim, being a caring Muslim, is a problem for the regime, and it is punished by killings, punished by imprisonment, and so on and so forth. Particularly after the nations did woke up, the Muslim nations, and wanted better system rather than dictatorship. They wanted freedom. They wanted the resources to be equally distributed amongst people. They wanted to express their Islam. They wanted to be Muslims in ibadah and in tashri'ah. And they were faced by brutal forces, by imprisonment and so on and so forth. Definitely that's a fitna that we can see nowadays. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the time of Mecca in Muslim, Khabbab ibn al-Arat, one of the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, he used to be tortured by the kuffar of Quraysh. He says, شكونا إلى رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم وهو متوسد بردة في ظل الكعبة فقلنا له ألا تستنصر لنا ألا تدعو لنا قال كان الرجل في من قبلكم يحفر له في الأرض فيجعل فيه فيجاء بالمنشار فيوضع على رأسه فيشق باثنتين وما يصده ذلك عن دينه ويمشط بأمشاط الحديد ما دون لحمه من عظم وعصب وما يصده ذلك عن دينه. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, anyway, I will finish inshallah in a minute. Khabbab, he came to complain. He said, oh Prophet of Allah, make dua for us. Can you not see what we are suffering? Then the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, he said that before you, the believers, they used to put in a hole, and they used to be sawed into two with a saw, or use the iron and the combs of iron to remove their flesh off their bones, and they would not move from La ilaha illallah. So that is a very important stance. The last thing is, I want to say, is fitnat al-mal, wa minhum man ahada Allah la in atana min fadlihi lanasaddaqanna wa lanakunanna min as-salihin falamma atahum min fadlihi bakhilu bihi wa tawallaw wa hum ma'rudun. Sometimes money is fitna. You find someone is, alhamdulillah, he's okay, he comes to the masjid and he's a good Muslim. And then, alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives him, and then he turns into a different person. He starts to neglect his deen. He starts to be arrogant against his brothers and sisters. He started to miss a lot about Islam. He starts to deal with haram things, etc., etc. So we need to be careful that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us this money is His. This wealth is Allah's wealth. He's entrusted you with it to see what you do with it, and you should not be turned away from Allah. Inshallah, in future khutbas, if Allah give enough life, we talk about how to be steadfast. أَقُولُ هَذَا الْقَوْلُ أَسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ الْعَظِيمَ لِي وَلَكُمْ فَاسْتَغْفِرُوهُ. الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده. إن شاء الله after the khutbah, if you don't mind, I'll give you 2 minutes. If you want to go, you go. But I want to talk about this fiqh of Salat al-Jumu'ah, because some people are a bit tense about Asr coming into Jumu'ah. So I'll talk about it. If you have time, stay. And if you don't have time, please leave. But we need to understand that. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين وأعلي بالحق كلمة الدين. اللهم من أراد بالإسلام والمسلمين خيرا فوفقه لكل خير، ومن أراد بهم سوءا فاقصده وخذه أخذ عزيز مقتدر. اللهم انصر الأقصى وأهل الأقصى. اللهم انصر فلسطين وأهل فلسطين. اللهم انصر المؤمنين المجاهدين منهم على عدوك وعدوهم يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم اقصم من خذلهم يا أرحم الراحمين. إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. ولذكر الله أكبر، والله يعلم ما تصنعون. أقيم الصلاة.